Welcome to the Pennsylvania Turnpike Update. The Turnpike is building and improving all over our area to make travel better and safer for you. Now here's Lloyd Roach with today's guest on the Turnpike Update.
Welcome. From time to time, we'll present important information about the plans for the changes at Breezewood and the total reconstruction of the Turnpike. I spoke to Turnpike engineer Brian Mostek, who gave us the details.
With the new Breezewood interchange, we are looking at making a direct connection between the Turnpike and I-70, but we are still going to maintain that access into Breezewood and 30. We will allow any traffic that's traveling on either the Turnpike or 70 to make that direct connection and go through at highway speeds and connect in, but we'll still allow that access into Breezewood.
I asked Brian, what is the long-term advantage of the change?
I think the big opportunity here is once we have that direct connection, there will be a lot of connector road or I-70 where it connects into Breezewood. We're not sure wherever our connections end up. There may be certain highways that and connections that no longer need it, which opens up a lot of right-of-way that is now state right-of-way or turnpike right-of-way, which may be an opportunity in the future to develop, add some economic development to Breezewood.
See you next time for another Turnpike Update.
You have been listening to the Turnpike Update, a detailed description of what's happening from the Allegheny Tunnel to Breezewood. See you next time on the Turnpike Update, presented by the Pennsylvania Turnpike, where there's always progress in motion.